Shame on You is the title track, kind of sort of the title track of Shaming of the Sun on 99X. And we're here with Amy Ray, Emily Saliers, Indigo Girls. Thanks for coming by again, you guys. And I know it's been hectic for you. And you've been Emily's been battling a little bit of a throat thing. Is that, how's that doing?
Well, it's better. It's just a drag. I think I'm getting older, you know, and all those years of abuse. I guess I'm lucky it hasn't happened sooner, so I just need to be a little more careful. So that's what I'm going to do.
And you've did the Live X for us a couple days ago, and that, I mean, you couldn't even tell that anything was or had been, you know, wrong or would need to be corrected, because it was a sweet Live X. And do you guys miss performing like that at all, just with maybe, you know, less than 100 people hanging around?
Yeah, I mean, it was one of the greatest things that I was struck by was that some of those faces were the same faces, you know, the same people that have been there since we started playing at Little Five Points Club all those years ago. And I just thought, that is so cool that they're still here and that they're still sharing this with us. And, you know, just to look down and be able to actually make contact with people and that kind of intimacy, we love that. So it was very cool.
There was someone who commented that during some of the between song banter, you know, as we do the Live X and you're tuning and everything. By the way, Sully the guitar tech was amazing, because those weren't your instruments, because they got stuck in California, I guess, and they're on their way back now. But I mean, with what was there, you guys did a great job. But someone said that this is the first time that they've actually heard you be as open as you have been about your sexuality on stage. And early on, it wasn't always that way. Do you feel now that it's okay to be that way on stage, or had you had reservations about it before?
We were mixed. I mean, I think it's hard to talk about because it's hard to put a finger on it, but in our hometown, I mean, I never felt adverse to talking about it personally or anywhere. I mean, it wasn't something that you bring up on a big stage with 5,000 people there, because it has so much to do with your personal life and your relationships more than it has to do with your sexuality, I think. So for me, you know, sometimes I just don't want to talk about, you know, what my relationship status is. But I personally, I mean, I think Emily and I have come from different places as far as that goes, and we've evolved to where we are now, and it's good. It's a good place to be in. I feel good about it, and I think we're more blunt about a lot of things, and not just our sexuality, but I think we're too old to care about what people think about our politics or anything anymore, or our music for that matter. It's just like, do it, you know.
A lot of the music that, the majority of it, is about relationships. I mean, it's not so much about, you know, any type of relationship, but a lot of it's interchangeable, depending on the person's relationship, depending on, or no matter who it might be with. There was a song that that you performed at the Live X, also on the album, that's Don't Give That Girl a Gun. And you specifically said it's a song about being queer. And as I haven't had a chance to get into the lyrics, I've only had the album for like about a week, so does it not...
It was a joke, because I mean, someone was like, what is the reference in that song? And it's obviously a song about breaking up. And so I was just saying, like, you know, I was being sarcastic, not about being queer, because that's fine, but saying that that's part of being queer, is that you lose your relationship and you feel like that about it, you know? And so it was my battle, not with queerness, but with my relationship. And so that song's not about that at all. I don't know what I was just spouting off things. Sometimes you just say things, you don't know what you're saying.
Listen too well, that's the problem. It's like, this is the way we sit around and talk all the time in life, and when you get in front of an audience, it's like every little bit is picked up and
analyzed.
Yeah, and it's like, yikes, we didn't mean anything. Well, not that anyway. We didn't mean that.
Now, as you did the work with the Honor the Earth Society and the Benefits, you came across a band and a group of people, Ulali. Is that how you pronounce it? Yeah, and they got involved. Of course, they're on the Honor CD, a couple of tracks on that, and so you decided to record with them on a certain song, which I'm going to play in a minute. It's just a very, very different song. Why did you guys want to go with this type of style? It's a complete departure from what you guys normally do. What made you decide to pick this type of music?
Well, actually, Ulali sings on a few tracks, and we asked them to come in and sing specifically because what they do is very vocal loop-like. And my initial idea about Shed Your Skin was that I wanted it to be a very loop-oriented song. When I wrote it, I originally wrote it on electric guitar, and I was thinking in terms of having something that just kind of goes the whole way through. And then I decided that I wanted to change up. And Ulali is very good at vocal loops because a lot of the tribal music, the influence of it, to me, is very loopy sounding. There's a lot of repetition, you know, and a lot of round type singing. And so you know, I thought they'd be perfect. So my initial idea was just to have a bunch of vocal loops and not and make those rhythmic. But then we decided to do drum loops too. And Chris Vereen from the Rocketeens came in and played on it. And Josh Fries from Paul Westerberg's group came in. And we just had a field day. We ended up having like 25 drum tracks and 9 vocal loops. And, you know, it was like totally overkill. It was ridiculous.
When I finally put the CD in and came across that track, I was listening to it just, you know, just as background, like I like to listen initially. And all of a sudden that started up the almost like a hip hop rhythm in the beginning. And I looked and I went, oh, I put the wrong CD in, or it changed over. And it turned out to be an excellent song with just so many different styles in it. And it really shows how diverse you guys have become over the years. But also, you are Eulalie on leads. Are they also in the background there?
Yep, they do background harmonies on leads, and they're also on a song called "Burn All the Letters," where they're actually quite featured on that song. There's a breakdown section in there. They're the focus.
I had no idea you played the piano, by the way. I guess you played piano on leads.
Yeah. Well, Amy and I took a year off last year, and so I took some piano lessons. I've always wanted to play piano, in fact. So it's really, I'm enjoying that outlet now.
It sounded great too. The track. Now, of those three tracks, like I can, which one would you want to get played?
You choose, Steve. Of the three tracks with Eulalie on them.
Yeah.
Well, you should definitely play "Shed Your Skin" because that's different.
"Burn All the Letters" features them, so it's a good "Burn All the Letters" is a good taste of what Eulalie is as a musical group because it's their thing.
They're more featured.
So play them both or play.
Let's start with Shed Your Skin. Let's go ahead and do that one first. That's just got an unusual Indigo Girls-ish kind of mishmash. It's just listen to the song and you decide for yourself. It's Shed Your Skin from Shaming of the Sun from Indigo Girls at 99X.